Okay, thank you for the question. Many elements in there. I think firstly, you touched upon the increased cost and who can apply CCS and how you might remunerate different sectors. I mean, the case I presented here, the case on China, didn't really make any statements as to who should be paying. It was more looking at the cost of what it would cost to retrofit existing power installations with CCS. But you could well imagine having incentive mechanisms in place to do that. Just, for example, inspiring from what has been done with renewable energy, having for example, feed-in tariff or contract for difference system, which the UK was developing and has developed for many low carbon energies in the past year. So that's one option. For industrial uses where CCS could also be used, there are potentially different types of systems, all involving I would say public funds in the beginning. One of the options that has been looked at by many is, for example, a CO2 purchase contract, that if a cement or steel manufacturer who captures CO2 from the plant basically has a contract with the government that would buy off that CO2 from them, and then that would have a small or no impact on their on the cost of steel production, and the plant could be working in the steel market as previously. And the cost range for CCS is rather wide as well. That typically at the lower end you would have, for example, natural gas processing, where you strip CO2 off the gas stream anyway to be able to sell the gas. And we're talking about perhaps $20 to $30 per ton, or even less, and then well over 100 in many other applications. So I think you need to then look at where is it most cost effective in the economy, and then try to direct it there. Then you had asked question or made point on the CO2 utilization and bioenergy. CO2 is utilized in many applications today. For example, in the Netherlands, there is captured CO2 is used for greenhouse gases. Those are obviously small volumes, so they're not in the millions of tons that we're talking about when you need to capture CO2 from large power stations. Also, CCS linked with bioenergy or BECCS is getting more and more attention, and first projects are also starting. We have one in Illinois that will capture CO2 from a bioethanol plant and inject that underground for storage. So using bio feedstocks with CCS is entirely possible, and some first projects are emerging. Sorry, a bit of a long answer, but hopefully at least partly answers your questions.